It's that time of year again. The HSE's winter vaccination programme begins today with the rollout of both the flu and COVID-19 vaccines. Dr. Louise Maron is a consultant in public health medicine with the HSE's National Immunisation Office. I spoke to her a short time ago and asked which groups were being prioritised for these vaccines.
This year, we're advising anyone aged 60 years and older or anyone with an underlying medical condition or a weak immune system to get both the flu and COVID-19 vaccines. If you're pregnant or if you're a healthcare worker or if you're a child aged 2 to 17 years, then you should get the flu vaccine. And I just really want to say, you know, that these vaccines provide the best available protection against the serious complications of these infections, which we fully expect to circulate in our population this winter. So the vaccines are available for free from GPs and pharmacies, and there's lots of information available on hse.ie.
Yeah, can I ask you about that? Who can get these vaccines for free and who has to pay?
So everybody who's in recommended groups this year can get the vaccines for free. So all of the people I mentioned there are eligible to get the free flu and or COVID-19 vaccines, depending on which recommended group you're in. So if you're over 60 and you have an underlying medical condition or weak immune system, you can get both the flu and COVID-19 vaccines for free. If you're pregnant, a healthcare worker, or if you're a child aged 2 to 17, you can get a free flu vaccine. And then anyone aged 18 years and older who wants a COVID-19 vaccine can get one as well if they wish.
Do many people continue to get the COVID vaccine or have the numbers dwindled?
So the numbers have fallen slightly in recent years, but actually we are still getting good uptake in the groups in whom the vaccine is recommended for. So I think what's really important to say is that I'm not on here today asking everybody to get vaccinated against COVID-19. What we're really doing now is targeting the programme to the people who remain at highest risk of experiencing complications. So if you're listening today and you're over 60 or you have a medical condition or a weak immune system, then unfortunately you are the person who remains at higher risk of experiencing a difficult illness, hospitalisation or ICU admission. So you're the person that needs to get vaccinated. And that's really our key message today.
And do people continue then to have to go to hospital because of COVID?
Yes, unfortunately, Rachel, they do. So last week alone, there were 200 hospitalisations with COVID-19, and the majority of those were in people aged over 65 years, and particularly those aged over 80. So once again, it's coming back to that key message of it's certain groups that continue, unfortunately, to be most affected by COVID. Last winter, we had 2,000 hospitalisations with COVID-19. So it's very much still out there. And unfortunately, for the groups in whom vaccination is recommended, it remains an issue. And that's why vaccination really is the best thing you can do to protect yourself this winter.
I know you recently expanded the RSV vaccination programme for babies. It was something we spoke about on the programme at the time. How has that been going?
Well, you know, just to say, really, it is fantastic that this year we're able to offer the RSV immunisation to all babies who are entering their first RSV season. It was a hugely successful programme last year. We had extremely high uptake of the immunisation, over 83%, and we saw an enormous reduction in hospitalisations, up to 75% reduction in babies that required hospitalisation. So this year, my key message is that if you're listening today and you have a baby who was born between the 1st of March and 31st of August this year, you can get the RSV immunisation in a community clinic. But those clinics will only be running for another 10 days. So please have a look online and book an appointment to get your baby protected. The information is on the RSV immunisation page of the HSE website. And then if you've just had a baby or you're having a baby in the coming months, the immunisation will be available to you in maternity hospitals. And that's given by our midwife colleagues.
Dr. Louise Maron there of the HSE. Well,